Welcome to Bible Insights with Wayne Conrad. God's Word is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. Happy Easter, or I should say, blessed and joyous resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ from the dead. Now you say, haven't you missed it by a week? And I say, no, not at all. Because the Western Church observed it last week in this yearly cycle, and the Eastern Churches, that is the Orthodox Churches, observed it on this Sunday in which I'm recording this Bible insight. And in fact, one of the major reasons that Christians worship on Sunday, or the first day of the week, is in celebration of Jesus' resurrection from the dead. And not only His resurrection physically from the dead, but our resurrection with Him in regeneration through the new life granted to us by the operation of the Holy Spirit expressed in the repentance and faith that we have toward God, repentance toward God, and faith in our Lord Jesus Christ and His salvific actions for us, His death, His burial, and His resurrection from the dead. So, blessed Easter, happy and joyous celebration of the Lord Jesus' resurrection. This is the central element that constituted the creation of the Christian church, because Jesus Christ Himself is the culmination of God's revelation. He, in fact, is the final prophet. He, in fact, is the King of the kingdom of God. He, in fact, is the deliverer of the people of God. And because all of this is true and verified by His resurrection from the dead, we gather on the day in which He rose from the dead, and we gather not by biblical command, but by historical precedent and by New Testament example on the Lord's Day, the common first day of the week. This is not a crossover of the Sabbath to the first day. That command is never given in Scripture. The Sabbath was the seventh day of the week that was given by God in the law given to Moses on Mount Sinai, and was instituted in Exodus chapter 16 a few days or weeks before the experience at Sinai. That belongs to the old covenant. But the new covenant does give us this command that we are together frequently for fellowship with one another as believers and to the offering up of prayers and praise and the explanation of Scripture to the people of God. These are essential elements of Christian worship. Again, I say happy and blessed celebration of the resurrection of the Lord. We begin every Easter service with this exclamation, Christ is risen, and with the people's response, He is risen indeed. This has been Wayne Conrad with Bible Insights. The next time, remember, it's all about Jesus, His resurrection from the dead, His verification that He is the Lord of life, and His verification of all of His claims. I am a Christian, and if you're a Christian, you're a Christian because of the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. For if Christ did not rise, our faith is in vain. If He did rise, which He did, and there's much evidence of that, not only in the scriptural accounts, but in the historical accounts and other writings beside it, then all of His claims are justified. And He has done and accomplished on the cross that which He said He was doing. For God was in Christ reconciling the world unto Himself, not counting their trespasses against them, but allowing them to fall upon Christ, who became a curse for us, that we might be the children of God through faith in His name. You know, the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead is certainly a joyous thing to celebrate. And in fact, it must not be just a weekly celebration, and certainly not just a yearly remembrance. It must be a living daily reality in our lives. Christ is alive. And if you have faith, true faith in Him, then you are alive in God because of what He did on your behalf. This has been Wayne Conrad with Bible Insights. Until next time, may the Lord grant to you a fuller meaning of this celebration of Christ's resurrection.